Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of the Mindset and Manifesting podcast. We're really getting more into beyond just mindset and manifesting. I've thought about changing the title, but I'm going to stick with the Mindset Manifesting podcast for now because we'll kind of dip back and forth between more of the spiritual journey and awakening type information, back to manifesting, some mindset, etc. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about the illusion of separation. This is episode 4 in a 10-part series on awakening to the fifth dimension, the journey of self-realization. All right, so the illusion of separation, all right, is a concept often discussed in the realms of spirituality, philosophy, and even psychology. So this illusion of separation refers to the idea that the way that we perceive the world and our place in it is limited by our individual perspective and ego, and that this perception creates a false sense of division or separation between ourselves and the rest of the universe, including other people, nature, and everything around us. All right, so let's go over some key points that'll kind of help bring some further understanding to this illusion of separation. First, we've got ego and individuality. All right, the ego is part of our consciousness that gives us a sense of individual identity. And while it's essential, really, for our survival and functioning in the physical world, it can also lead to a sense of separateness, right? It's the ego that often creates a me versus them mentality, fostering the illusion of separation from others. There are many spiritual and philosophical traditions that argue that at a deeper level, we're all interconnected, right? And this interconnectedness implies that all living beings, as well as the physical universe, are part of an intricate web of existence. So this illusion of separation makes us forget or overlook these connections. And then there's a holistic perspective, right? Which suggests that everything is interconnected and interdependent. For instance, in ecology, the health of an ecosystem relies on the health of all of its components. And similarly, in a holistic view, human well-being is connected to the well-being of all other human beings, and of course, the planet as a whole. This illusion of separation can also have a significant social and environmental implication, right? So when people see themselves as separate from others, then they may prioritize individual needs and interests over the common good. And this can lead to conflicts, exploitation, and the degradation of the environment. Practices like meditation, mindfulness, and of course, certain spiritual and philosophical approaches tend to seek to dissolve the illusion of separation, right? And these practices I keep saying individuals, but they encourage us to look beyond the ego-driven perceptions and recognize the inherent connectedness to others, to all others, and to the universe. And then there are mystical experiences, right? I've had a lot of mystical experiences since my awakening in 2019, right? There are some individuals who report experiencing a profound sense of unity and interconnectedness during moments of deep meditation, altered states of consciousness, even like near-death experiences. And, you know, and perhaps you've experienced some pretty profound mystical things yourself. These types of experiences can provide firsthand insights into the illusion of separateness. All right, now let's talk about some scientific and philosophical views. All right, now, while the concept of the illusion of separation has deep roots in spiritual and mystical traditions, it also aligns with certain philosophical and scientific ideas. Things like quantum physics, for example, suggest that at a subatomic level, there is no like clear distinction between the observer and the observed, right? Blurring the lines of separation. All right, I'm going to be completely honest. I am feeling almost kind of in an altered state myself right now, sort of up. How do I explain this? So I've talked about this on my YouTube channel where a lot of times I'm not really sort of in like a third dimensional state of awareness. It goes much higher, higher fourth and like fifth dimensional state of awareness. And I can kind of feel that right now. So, honestly struggling a little bit to get through this episode, which means I'm not going to pause it again. I did once, and then continued recording, but I'm thinking after I finish recording this, I'm going to go sit down and meditate, which is interesting because right before I started recording this episode, I had written down the dreams that I had last night, and I'm going to record an episode for my YouTube channel today on those dreams, but because I'm moving into this higher state of awareness right now, my guess is there's something meant to kind of come through today. That's just kind of how my day-to-day life is usually. So let's see, where were we at? I lost my train of thought. All right, so I was talking about the illusion of separation, right? And the fact that it challenges, I mentioned this at the beginning of the episode, right? This perception of the distinct boundaries and divisions between us as individuals and living beings in the universe, right? There is no separation. And again, this illusion is at the heart of many of our spiritual and philosophical traditions. All right. So let's talk about quantum physics a little bit. I am going to get through this episode. So in quantum physics, there are phenomena that challenges the classic Newtonian view of the world as a collection of separate, isolated objects. For instance, the principle of entanglement suggests that particles, once connected, remain interconnected, regardless of the physical distinct or physical distance between them. And moreover, quantum experiments demonstrate that particles can exist in multiple states simultaneously, illustrating a reality that transcends like classical notions of separateness. And then in spirituality, right? Many spiritual traditions and philosophies assert that at a fundamental level, there is an interconnected web of existence that binds everything together. And this interconnectedness can be described as a universal consciousness divine energy, or the oneness of all life. Okay, it's the idea that there is a fundamental unity that transcends the superficial distinctions that we perceive in our everyday lives. And there's an intersection. And that intersection between quantum physics and spirituality occurs when these scientific and spiritual understandings align. So some suggest that quantum phenomena can be seen as empirical evidence, really, for spiritual concepts of interconnectedness and oneness. While the interpretations, though, may vary, many find that the principles of quantum physics and spiritual beliefs converge in their acknowledgement of this fundamental unity of existence. I don't myself don't know a lot about quantum physics. I would consider myself not really scientifically minded. I'm not really opposed to it. All things exist, right? Anything that comes into our awareness, we can find an element of truth to it, again, because all things exist. All right. So let's talk about realizing the implications of being one with the universe. So realizing the implications of being one with the universe, again, this too can be a transformative experience, you know, leading to a shift in one's perception and approach to life. I'm going to pause here for 1 second, because there is really this higher state of awareness coming in. So give me just 1 second. A lot of times when this happens, like if I'm recording on my YouTube channel, I'll receive a download of information or insight. So give me just 1 second to see if anything comes through. It usually doesn't happen while I'm recording here on my podcast. All right. I don't, there's, okay. There's no information coming through. It doesn't mean it's not going to come through. It's just, I really need to probably meditate after this episode, like I mentioned before. All right. So the implications of being one with the universe. All right. There's this profound connectedness. Recognizing oneness means understanding that you are not separate from the people, animals, or ecosystems around you. All right. So this can lead to a deep sense of empathy, compassion, and interconnectedness with all living beings. And there is the transcending of dualistic thinking. So dualistic thinking, right, which categorizes experiences into good, bad, right, wrong, and self or other, that can be transcended. So realizing oneness often leads to a more inclusive, like holistic perspective that sees beyond polarities. And then, of course, there is this expanding empathy and compassion. So when you see yourself as part of a larger whole, you're more likely to feel empathy and compassion for others. And this shift, of course, can lead to more loving and harmonious relationships, right? So, you know, whereas maybe, you know, before you'd go out into public, you'd go shopping or whatever, and maybe you'd get impatient, standing in line, etc. You know, with this expansion, you know, perhaps you become more patient with others, right? And you can just, or you don't get as frustrated with things maybe that frustrated you before. All right. Transcending the ego. All right. So this is the next point. I've got like 7 points here. Recognizing oneness can help to transcend the ego, right? Which often drives self-centered behavior and separateness. Okay. So this can lead to a more like egoless perspective, that's focused on unity and love rather than excuse me, like selfishness. And there's a difference when it comes to selfishness, right? Of loving yourself, making yourself a priority, rather than being ego-minded, right? Ego-minded mean, other people like owe you something or the world owes you something, etc. What's the next point? Purpose and meaning. Like I said, I'm struggling a little bit here, but I don't want to record this or re-record. This is part of awakening. It has been for me, right? These moments of like complete authenticity. I'm not going to try to be like perfect and record like an absolute perfect podcast episode. It's important for me. Like I enjoy providing information, sharing experiences and stuff like this, or stuff like that, and this is part of it. My everyday is sort of like this, where I'll have something planned, but then I am open to whatever comes through. So if I have a schedule in my planner of what I need to get through, but then spirit's like, you know what? You need to pause and you need to do this, or you need to pause and you need to listen, right? I'm very aware at all times of kind of what's going on. So thank you for understanding and being patient with me if you're still hanging with me through this episode. All right, let's talk about purpose and meaning. All right. So realizing oneness, right? That we're all connected. We're connected to everything. This realization can lead to a profound sense of purpose and meaning in life. When you go through an awakening experience, you will find your greater purpose in life, right? We often go through life, many of us thinking, oh, I'm meant to, for me, I always thought that, oh, okay, I am meant to, when I had my freelance business, right? I did freelance work for like 14 years, administrative work, bookkeeping, like full back office business going on where I would help and help small and medium-sized business with administrative type work. I had my awakening and realized part of the reason that never fully, even after 14 years, fully blossomed is that that was not my true purpose in life. That's what I thought I wanted to do. And I was good at a lot of aspects of that, but there was still something holding me back. And I realize now it's because that wasn't actually my true purpose. My purpose, I've mentioned this many times, from the age of about 10, I knew that I would teach and share my experiences and story one day to help others. And then in a series of meditations I've talked about before, working with like this energy of like wisdom that comes through experiences, through things like awakening and understanding past lives. And I've been a teacher in many past lives, not all of them. I've had like hundreds, if not thousands of past lives, but in a lot of them I was a teacher. And there was one experience, one past life I had where I was in Egypt, taken into the wilderness, and I was given instruction. I was taught by this goddess named Ishtar, and then I received all this downloaded information that lifetime. And then I went back to my village, and I shared the information. I taught the information. So This is my first, not my first go around, first lifetime with sharing experiences and teaching and things like that. I am still getting a foothold on it because there were many things holding me back, lessons and things that I had to learn and integrate in this lifetime to be able to feel more and more comfortable sharing, teaching, etc. And here I am. So, it's taken a lot of healing work and not only from this life but past lifetimes as well to kind of integrate all that. And then the healing with trauma in this lifetime and past lifetimes to really integrate all those aspects of the soul that were kind of fragmented out due to trauma, etc. So anyway, here I am at this point in my journey, being able to kind of share some of this information with you guys. And that leads us to spiritual growth. All right. And spiritual growth, this realization of oneness with the universe, it often fosters like this greater awareness of the need to or the to let me rephrase that. Like I said, I'm struggling with trying to get through all this, but we're almost done. So this realization, right, when we experience spiritual growth, often forms the basis for this growth, right, where we seek to deepen our understanding and experience of this oneness, this universal connectedness that we experience. And again, practices like meditation and mindfulness can really support us on this journey. For me, this realization of this connectedness comes through in different ways for me. One thing that I experience is the recognition of certain thoughts not really being on my or being my own. I pick up not only in meditation, but just throughout the day because I'm so aware of my thoughts, what's showing up in my reality, my experiences and what those experiences are showing me, etc. I'm able to pick up on thoughts that are not my own, thoughts that may be something that may be parts of a previous lifetime. That usually happens in dreams. But throughout the day or in meditation, I can pick up on thoughts and I'm like, where did that come from? That has not been in my awareness. Where is that coming from? And then I realize that thought is not my own, right? I'm picking up on something within the collective consciousness. And that actually ties into manifestation, right? And how the world is moved, or how we are moved to bring about manifestation. That would be a whole nother episode, though. I think I've actually touched on that before. All right. So the last point I want to make is on environmental consciousness, right? So recognizing this oneness with the universe often fosters like this greater awareness of the need to take care of the environment and all life on Earth, right? Realizing that we're not really separate from the animals in the sea, right? Or from the ocean, or from the trees, from nature, etc. And it can motivate many individuals to live more sustainably and responsibly. All right. Coming to the end, again, thank you for being patient with me. In essence, really, the illusion of separation is a belief that reality is divided. But the intersection of quantum physics and spirituality suggests otherwise, right? Realizing our own interconnectedness with the universe can really lead us to that profound personal and spiritual growth, greater compassion, and a more harmonious relationship with the world around us. There's absolutely no separation. It is an illusion. All right. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. Let me go to my notes here real quick. Next week, I'm going to talk about, let me pull this up on my notes. Oh, it's not in here yet. Where did it go? I didn't put it in the folder. All right, I'm gonna have to find that. So, next week, let me pull up this other note. Because I want to kind of give you guys a heads up on what I'm gonna talk about. All right, so next week we're gonna talk about the fact that we are co-creators of our realities, really of this universe, this world, as we know it. All right, thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I apologize for kind of the stumbling and stuff like that. It is what it is. Those of you guys who follow me on my YouTube channel will understand that. So thank you again, and I will see you guys next week when we talk about we are co-creators. All right, you guys have a wonderful, wonderful day. All right, bye now.